Well, we'll just go ahead. Like I say, I wanted you to hear your voice, but it doesn't seem to. Well, it's working, but I don't know why it's not playing back. But your voice is feeding into here. It's moving. But I wanted you to hear it.
Thank you.
All right.
Whatever.
Now, you belong to a big wooden synagogue that was about 100 years old. Now, what about the non-Jewish people in this town?
Well, there are lots of Jewish people there.
No, the non-Jewish people. The Gentiles, the Goys. There were lots of them. Were you friendly with them?
Yeah. Yeah. She mama used to be the wife. The guy would weep and pain herself and they sang Europe. I don't know if you understand. So they used to like me. And he left.
What did your husband do when he was there?
That was a whole house.
Yeah.
He was a businessman.
He had a store?
No. He used to do business. We have the big house. And the back of the house we have for beef, for corn. Such a things. I don't know how you call them. He used to do that. And he used to sell it. In the wholesale.
Sold grain.
Wholesale, yeah.
Okay. And you were friendly then with the non-Jewish people, with the Gentiles.
And then when he left, they came from the other city, and they brought me. I left with the two little kids, see?
Uh-huh.
In the war, the revolution. And they thought I didn't have enough to eat. They used to come and bring me food, wheat, corn, and other things. Yeah. Very funny. I was born in the village. I got married to the Caribbean city.
Now, did you belong to any kind of a political organization over there in
mm-hmm.
Russia? Yeah. Did you belong to any socialist party or labor union, anything like
yeah.
that?
Yeah, Jewish.
Zionist?
Mm-hmm.
This is in Russia now we're talking about.
Yeah, they have it here too.
The Bicker Holm. You belong to that in Russia?
Yeah. I come from such a family, I used to like to do work for charity.
Yeah, and you had those organizations in your little town?
Yeah, in Kaholichu. Remember the faces, remember everything.
Many organizations for charity, would you say, that
yeah.
help people?
Well, the Vicar Holm helped me too. You had
yeah. Yes, and you had that in your little village in Russia.
Yeah.
Isn't that unusual?
Sure.
Now, what about your government? How did they treat the Jews?
The Savoy's law.
Now, what do you mean by that?
I don't know how to explain it to you, but not so bad.
Not so good. Can you give me...
make the best of it, the best.
Well, can you remember any incident that occurred that made you think about this? Remember anything that occurred?
My home was, my husband's home. Was in the after the city, the front, the nicest section.
Your husband's home, yeah?
Yeah, that was my lives in that way. I left it too.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in cross.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I know. know what you mean. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, now, how is that? I don't remember the kind of old one. You have to remember the flat. Come here, Madeline. Madeline.
Okay. Ask your mother the question, what was the relationship of the government of Russia when she was there to the Jews? And she starts to tell me the story. It was so, so nice. So
I wasn't
good.
Finished. A fleck.
Yeah.
Two flecks.
Yeah.
So in the morning, you have to buy and make it.
Mm-hmm. Why did they want to arrest you?
Because I didn't have that particular, the whole day was black. Now you know what they mean. They called me and I explained it to me, my husband. I never used to tell news in America, I used to tell news in the war.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to sit, and I cannot, I have no person to help to support him, or to keep the kids, or this, and this, I have no money for the black.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did you, your husband was already in America at this time.
The minute the war is at ease,
he went.
He went when I met.
But what did you think about America at this time? Remember? What were you thinking about
it? I just from there. You don't know how I...
How did you imagine it?
It was wonderful to be in America. Wonderful. I remember that somewhere I can never forget. The war was like 11 days. And I used to meet the two little kids. And then my neighbor came over and said, if you want to make another city, the war. How could she go? They would come and go to her and leave her. I
don't So then you left Russia because your husband was going to go into the Russian army. Is that right?
Yeah. The minute he came to...
What year did your husband come here? She said 8 years.
That was that I remember before the war broke out. But you can remember.
So you came to the United States to join your husband. Was your husband in Pittsburgh?
No.
Where was he?
Wasn't he in Pittsburgh?
Oh, he lived there.
No,
time.
Mother, Dad came down to Pittsburgh, didn't he?
Yeah.
All right, now when you came to this country, then your destination was Pittsburgh, is that right?
Yeah.
Because your husband was here.
Sure. I never used to tell him.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, you came with your... I'm going to close it. I'm afraid of it.
Well, give me cash to sign to them.
No, if I close it, it's fine. Now, were you came with your two children. Did you come as part of a group? Or just...
I know the ship. I was 7 months.
Yeah, my mom was 7 months. And I do this from my mom. We traveled with a group of people.
Yeah. You did travel with a group.
Yeah, that's what she wants to know.
I mean, you all went from Russia together. Or did you meet?
No, he didn't.
We crossed.
Yeah.
We crossed the border.
Yes.
At night. And then we went out with some other people.
Who made these arrangements for you?
Man.
An agent?
You would call him an agent.
And how did you go across the border? By wagon or how?
I don't remember.
Across the border, the Russian border?
We had to cross the river.
Oh.
Yeah.
A little ship. I remember like today my hands was wet. I pulled down the little surrender. And I was afraid because somebody told me.
To what city?
At Fort. From this farmhouse, they took us to a lodge that they sent a book, then we go to Bucharest.
Before you got on the boat to come to this country?
Before I came to America?
Traveled around for 7 months.
Yes, yes. Bucharest was 5 weeks.
And where was the port?
Belgium, in France.
Antwerp?
Yeah. Yes. Well,
there was
good
people
to love. You come back. You're
welcome to come back. No.
Now, as you got to this country, to New York, did anybody meet you there? You were glad to see him.
In the kids, they begin to cry. They didn't have men in their hearts, you know. I didn't have brothers.
Well, how old was he when, how old were they when he left?
The kids?
When he left?
Huh?
When your husband left?
No, they were little.
Oh, they were just babies then when he left?
Yeah, I remember that my older brother was for the 8th. And they took all the left teeth. They picked up. They picked teeth.
Now, you came to this country. Did you bring any objects or papers?
No.
Just your clothes.
They make up for me.
You didn't bring anything from Russia?
No. I did bring back the paper with me.
Is your name the same as it was in Europe?
Yes. Lebanon. L.A. P.C.
Didn't change that.
No.
Do you remember now when you first got to this country, to New York? What was the first thing that impressed you? Do you remember anything that stands out in your mind?
What?
Do you remember anything that, you know, that you can think of that when you first came to this country?
In the country, in New York.
Yeah. You remember anything?
Yes.
It's not one thing stands out in your mind that you remember. Maybe it doesn't. You know, everybody's different. What about when you came to Pittsburgh? Did anything stand out in your mind when you first impressed you got to Pittsburgh? So that disappointed you?
Yes.
Anything else? So you came to Pittsburgh. Do you remember your first day in Pittsburgh?
Oh, sure.
Well, tell me about that. What was that like?
It was dark.
Yes. The whole day was dark.
Yes. And I know it's beautiful. I take it to my in the heart. It's to be beautiful. It was dark. Like today. I don't like it so much. I don't think you can do that for that.
Anything else you remember about your first day in Pittsburgh?
My older daughter, she's actually kind of stuck in Russia. Forget that, but you know, she was crying, she came and she didn't want to breath. She picked up the girl, she did it with her mommy, and left the house.
Mm-hmm. So some soldiers were nice.
Yeah.
All right, so here you were, and the first thing that disappointed you was that America wasn't beautiful.
Yeah.
What other things? If in the first 5 years that you were here, what other things disappointed you?
Oh, I think I can remember.
You want to think about it, maybe it'll come to you. And here you didn't live in a nice section.
Huh?
Here you, in Pittsburgh, you didn't live in a nice section.
That's what happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, all the Jewish people live down there.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I used to belong, I still belong to
the Iron Cotton Settlement. Oh. Right away you belong to the
Iron Cotton
Settlement. Sure. I will get to that. So then you were just
a good worker, and I had to do things. And they didn't see me one time. Or where's Mrs. Leatherman? I say, I'm here, I'm coming.
All right, now in these first 5 years when you first came here, did anybody treat you unjustly because you were an immigrant?
Injustice?
Not nice to you because you were an immigrant. Was there anything you remember about that?
The green? The green is the same thing.
Anybody?
That was all the time.
Yeah.
I was the green.
Mm-hmm.
I am talented, and I came from such a nice family, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And they call me the green. The green, so I was depressed. See?
Depressed you.
That's what they mean. Then I said, you know, to be different, I have to feel like that. And that's my sister was living in Collins Heaven. So my husband brought me their husband and the kids. And the nieces came and if I put on a little dress and they want a little dress.
All right, now then your goal in coming here was to join your husband, and you accomplished that.
Yes.
You did.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to come to that. Your first term in this area, then, in Webster Avenue, what was that like? What did you tell me about that?
I was crazy, but suitcase.
Well, did you rent some rooms?
Yes.